So today's daf is daf yud, and I understand that we got up to the basically one third up. Is that correct? Amar Rav Yirmiya, or only up to two dots? Why don't we start at two dots? Let's start at the two dots on Tetz on the base. The Mishnah said that a sukkah, hargabe sukkah. So for some reason, the Mishnah says you have a sukkah, hargabe sukkah. The top one is kosher, the bottom one is possible. Now, the reason that the Mishnah says it that way is clearly because the Mishnah wants to tell us the simple yisod of sukkah tachat sukkah, and the only way that you can tell me that yisod is by having a kosher sukkah on top, and then a sukkah underneath it, and therefore a sukkah underneath it is possible by definition because it's under another sukkah, and we learn this out of a basukotish. But the truth is that it's not that every time that you're going to have one sukkah under another sukkah by definition, the top one's going to be the one that's kosher, and the bottom one's going to be possible. Obviously, if we vary the interrelationships of the sikhuch, we're going to end up with different cases. And therefore, the Mishnah now, the Gemara now wants to clarify the halacha. So first of all, let's take a look at the drosha. Tanur Rabbanan, basukot teshvu. Basukot teshvu means sit in sukkot, but not in a sukkah under a sukkah. V'lo b'sukkah shetachat ha-sukkah, v'lo b'sukkah shetachat ha-yilan, v'lo b'sukkah shepetoch ha-bayit. So you cannot sit in a sukkah that is basically under something else that's being sochet. You can't have it under another sukkah, you can't have it under a tree. You cannot have a sukkah inside of your home and say, I am sitting in a sukkah. What's the difference if it's in a house? How do you see that from the pasuk? The pasuk says basukot, which if anything is mashma plural. So where do you get this from? Adara, the sukkot tarkei mashma, which mashma that you can have two sukkot. Omrim nachum bar yitzchak. Aha! Here we get to the question of how it's written as opposed to how it's read. Basukat k'tiv. And Tosus points out from here that even though earlier we had a machloket about yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemasoret, that's only yesh eim. What is the fundamental drush? So while we're using the pasuk earlier, between Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, and the Chachomim, so whether you need four tfanot or three tfanot and all of that, there you're questioning what is the ikr, what is the aim. But certainly there's nobody who would simply ignore one or the other. So even if you hold yesh aim lemikra, it's sukkot, there's meaning in the Torah's looking at that word as besukat. What is that meaning? That it stresses that it should be a sukkah yechida. Omer Reb Nachum bar Yitzchak basukat ksi. Omer Reb Yirmiya. Just to clarify that we shouldn't be simplistic about this, pa'amim shishteyem cherot. You certainly come up with cases where both of these sukkahs are kosher. Pa'amim shishteyem psulot. You could also come up with cases with the both possible. Pa'amim shatachtonak sherava yonat psulot. You could have an inverted case from the case of our Mishnah, where Daf gets the lower sukkah that's kosher and the upper sukkah that's pasul. Pa'amim shatachtonak psulava yonat sherava, which is the case in the Mishnah. Hechidami, what do I mean? Let's take a look at the cases, one by one. So the case where we have Hechidami, Gugon Shatachtona Chamata Meruba, that's that where I got up to?
Yes.
Shatachtona Meruba, Chamata Meruba Mitzelta, Vayona, Tzelata Meruba Michamata. Let's take a look at a case where you have the lower sukkah is basically, doesn't have Schach of its own. So this is Chamata Meruba Mitzel. The upper sukkah has a typical schach of selatam ruba machamata. The elyona, kaima elyona, betoch esrim. In this case, the upper sukkah is in a position where it's within 20 of the ground, and therefore what you basically have is a sukkah that has one schach, because the lower sikhuch isn't sufficient now to wipe it out. And so because of that, you're now going to have a sukkah in which no matter where it is you are, no matter what level you are in the sukkah, you're always in a single sukkah of tzelotam ruba mechamata betoch esri. It doesn't matter what level you're at. You're in the lower level, you're in the upper level, it's all basically one sukkah.
You could have a full platform going across the middle of the sukkah, having 49.99% to be fine. You could have like a second floor, a platform that goes across.
No, because then you'd be, if you had a platform, then you'd be being served with the platform at the bottom.
What about
but wherever you are in the sukkah, it doesn't mean if you do something, you're going to necessarily keep the bottom kosher.
Yeah.
But both of these sukkahs are basically suitable for usage. Yeah. Obviously, you can block the bottom sukkah if you'll put a platform, then it won't be kosher, but that's not the point. As it stands, it doesn't matter where you are.
So when he says there's rov and la come through, it means scattered.
Rov like coming through where? In the bottom?
Bottom,
right. Bottom does not have sufficient schach to create true tzel. So there's no sukkah tachas a sukkah. It's basically one sukkah over here. Right? So this would be, both of them would be kosher. Pa'amim shishteyem psulot. I can also create a case where both of them are possible. How is that? Hechidami. Kigon detarvayo tzeltan ruban michamatan. Let's say both of them are kosher schach. V'kaima elyona lamala miyesri mama. And now the upper sukkah is now in a position in which it's lamala miyesri mama, even from the floor of the lower sukkah. So it's not a kosher sukkah, because from its floor to its rach, it's lamala mi'asunama. It's lamala mi'asunama. The lower one, which is doesn't matter anymore, because it's underneath another schach. In this case, not a schach kosher, but wouldn't matter one way or the other. It's still going to be a sukkah b'tocha sukkah, or you call it a sukkah b'tocha bayit, I mean, whatever you call it. But it's certainly not sitting in a sukkah, which is providing for itself, not under something else that's being tzolel on it. So here you have a case with both of us. You have Flamim Shatachtonat Sherava Yonapsula. Sometimes only the lower one is kosher. The top one is posel. If you told me, where would that be? Shatachtonat Seltam Ruba Michamata. The lower sukkah is perfectly okay over here. It's got good tzchach. The Yonah doesn't have good tzchach. Tzchamatam Ruba Mitzeltam. But Kaime Tarvayu Betoch Esrim. Both of them are from within 20 of the ground. Now this is a very, very significant addition. Why do both of them have to be within 20 of the ground? I mean, the case seems to read perfectly well. The case is, the upper sukkah does not have schach, it's kosher. It has mostly sunlight. Chamatam merubah mitzilta. The lower one has kosher schach. Tziltam merubah mitzilta. Okay? For some reason, it stresses over here that it has to be that they're both betoch esrim. Why would they have to be both betoch esrim? Be what? Oh, that's a very interesting point, but it's not the answer. It's a very interesting point that the Achronim speak about, which is there a din? What Scott is bringing up, I mean, I get confused by it, but it's a very cute question. What Scott is bringing up is that since, according to Rava, the Svara of the Sukkah being Pasul Malami Esrim is that it would be a binyan kva, so then theoretically we ought to measure the 20 from the ground, no matter where the Sukkah itself begins, because that's what would define the Dirat Kva. There are actually some poskim who raise that question. But and personally, I don't believe it's a significant issue, but it's very cute. It's discussed in the Achronim. Right?
Back to the case with the tree over the
sukkah. Oh, that's true. Now, that's what we're getting to over here. Basically, this little piece over here that needs to be 20, needs to be within 20, actually reflects the major machlokas that we spoke about yesterday between Rashi and Tosfos about how to learn the entire sugya. Because remember, according to Tosfos, once you have, this is the most fundamental machlokas throughout this whole sugya, is that according to Tosfos, once you have a sukkah that is kosher, with tzelta, merubah mechamata, all on its own, you can't passel it by making additional tzel by something that isn't kosher. So therefore, even in the case of the sukkah tachas ha'ilan, if the sukkah is mesuchechet kera'ui, he says, if it has correct Tosfos, if it has sufficient, it's basically Rabbeinu Tam Shita, if it has sufficient tzach on its own, you're not going to passel it. I have to speak in Elizabethan English in order to get attention in this way. You're not going to passel it simply by putting it under a tree. That's something else. That's not a din in sichuv. That's a din, and it needs a particular amount of space in between, either an arma, or either a tefach, four tefach, a basar tefach, whatever, which is the machlokas later. But that's a special din. The Torah says you can't have a dual sukkah. That's not because there's something else that's helping the sichuch and so on. Rashi, on the other hand, he talks about this idea of being mitzarif, schach pasul, schach kasher, even if you don't need the tzel. The very fact that you have additional tzel, which is pasul, that is coming now and is being matzil on your sukkah, then that's going to create a problem. Therefore, according to Rashi, this piece over here reads perfectly understandably. Since you will have a tzchach that is possible, because it's l'mala mi'esrim, if that would have been the case, that the upper sukkah was l'mala mi'esrim, how could I say that the bottom sukkah is kosher? I'm using tzchach possible to helping meitzel on my sukkah downstairs. It's adding tzel. That possibles it. The tzel is not coming entirely from the sukkah share. That's Rashi Shita. The Gemara seems here to back him up. No, the bottle barov is only when the schach itself is bottle barov, not when the tzel, is in bottle.
So
you have to mix the two schachas, which obviously is not nogea here. Okay? So therefore, this little piece makes no sense at all, according to Tosfos. So it makes no difference whether the upper schach would have been lamala miyasrim or lamata miyasrim. Unless the case is that the bottom sukkah is chamata merubah mitzelta, only because of the upper schach. Right? But here we run into another question, which is the real, that's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, suppose all of the Bali Tosfos. But Rabbeinu Tam's particular shita is that schach lamala miyasrim is not possible. The sukkah is possible because of the construct of the sukkah. But you can't call that schach possible. Schach possible is schach, it's mechubar, mekabel tuma, whatever the case may be. Over here, you can't say because of the coincidence of its placement vis-a-vis the user that the schach is possible. Why would it be possible? And therefore, Tosfos takes all of the sugyas which we're going to have later on, that it seemed to say that we're being mitzar v'schach kosher v'schach poser because it's l'malam yesrim, and it changes all of them. Now, in this case, he actually changes the girsa. Tosfos says girsa here, Rabbeinu Tam's girsa here reads completely different. The Tosfos says insupportable, according to Tosfos. Because it would make no nafkamina where the top sukkah is, no nafkamina at all. Correct? You cannot construct a case where, according to Tosfos, it makes a difference if the top sukkah is betoch esrim or not betoch esrim. So therefore, there's nothing to do with this gemara, according to him. He therefore has to change the case later on. And here, if you want to take a look, so you can refer to the gears of Tosfos, take a look in Vigoris Rabbeinu Tam, which is basically, there's three stairs to the Tosfos coming from the bottom, right? So in the middle section, in other words, these in the middle of the second stair coming up from the bottom, right in the middle of the first word of the line, Vigoris Rabbeinu Tam. So here's Rabbeinu Tam's gears. Tachtena kishera, ve'elyona psula hechi domi, and here's where he changes it. Kigon, de'elyona chamatam rubam itzilta, ve'tachtona tziltam rubam bichamata, ve'kaima tachtona betoch esrik. Not elyona. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only thing that's important over here is that the El Yonah is not a sukkah on its own to create a state of sukkah tachas sukkah, because it has chamatam yirubam etzel tam. Where it's located, I couldn't care less. Only thing I care about is where's the bottom one located. So the bottom one has kosher schach, and it's betoch esrim. Because if it's a malam yasrim, it'll be possible, that's all. Aval El Yonah lo chashin b'chol inyan dekaim. What do we care where the upper sukkah is, says the Rabbeinu Tam. There's no way that it will make an afkamina. A fila the malam yesrim lumitzvah tachtona b'chol. Even if it were above 20, it would never become possible. Now, this is a very important point, because we're going to see that the Gemara ends up using this case as the only significant case in the list of four possible cases that we were coming to clarify now according to Rabbi Yirmiyahu. And therefore, Rashi is going to have one way of understanding its significance. Tosfos will have a completely different way of understanding its significance. So now let's take a look at continues. So far we have two cases that we've been able to explain that are variants of the case of the Mishnah. Yes, right. Two things. There's two things that Rashi differs in. A, that schach l'malam yesrim is possible as a given. Tosfos doesn't agree with that. Schach l'malam yesrim is not possible. Absul can only be in the actual schach, not in the coincidence of its destruction. That's the first of all. The sukkah is possible. There's nothing wrong with the schach. That will never be a problem being mitzvah of schach plus or schach plus. Right. That's the first issue. The second issue, what is that? A new mitzvah. Who put that one on? Yeah. Oh. It's amazing. They must be giving 40 versions. So it's great. Who would have thought, you know, that the day would come when you could actually put out your own shas and people will pick it up because you have some little new knetch. It's just great. It's a major publishing business. Fantastic. The second thing that Rashi differs in from Tosfos is that Rashi Shita is that you don't have to need the other schach to create the problem. It's the existence of the other schach that creates the problem. So according to Rashi, you have a perfectly kosher sukkah, and now the sukkah becomes posel because you're adding posel schach from somewhere else. According to Tosfos, once you have a kosher sukkah, what's the difference if you add posel schach? In other words, according to Tosfos, consider this. According to Tosfos, you have a sukkah with kosher schach. You now take a plastic sheet, and you put it over the sukkah. It's still kosher. You start with schach kosher. You now add canvas over the sukkah so that it should be better. It's still kosher. Well, you're not, how can you make it unkosher by adding not kosher schach?
What's
wrong? The canvas isn't under it. The canvas is on top of it. What's that?
Doesn't matter how close or how far. No.
Yes, it matters. Because if it's the requisite distance, which we come out as 10 tefachim, according to Shmuel, if it's the requisite distance, then it becomes a sukkah betoch habayit. Or a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. That's another problem. But sitting right on the schach, it's kosher. Therefore, Tosfos has a big problem with the Mishnah that's coming up today, later today. Please get ready. It's coming up later today, where it says that if you put a sheet over a sukkah, it's possible. So Tosfos says, well, why would it be possible, according to me? Ah, it's possible because you misunderstand the Mishnah. It says if you put a sheet because of the sun, that doesn't mean to protect yourself from the sun. It means to protect the leaves from the sun. So since you need that schach to allow the leaves not to wither, so now you are being mitzar of schach fossil, schach kosher. It's a completely different way of understanding the sugya. Amazing. That is a very, very significant theme. Machlokas theme that runs through everything here. Okay, let's just now take a look at the other two cases.
Eden and sukkah that has kosher schach, but has a plastic oven.
That's right. As long as you don't need the plastic to protect the leaves.
No, you
just need to protect you. Okay, you.
So you don't have to ever leave the sukkah when it pours rain.
Now, what are the other two cases? What did I get up to now? Pamim shel yonak shiraz. Is that what I get up to?
That's what we're working on.
Yes, that's correct. I finished that already, right?
Yeah, but
don't finish
when
I
started the conversation.
Okay, and Pamim she'el yonah she'rava tachton apsula. What's the case where the upper sukkah is kosher, which is the given case over here? You're going to tarvayu tzeltan ruba mechamatan. Both of them now are tzel meruba. Bekaina el yonah betoch esrim. Okay, so now if the el yonah is betoch esrim of the top of the lower one, it's a kosher sukkah. The lower one would have been a kosher sukkah, except that it's a sukkah tachas a sukkah. And that's a new psul. That has nothing to do with siruf or schach potz or anything at all. It's a new psul that we're learning out of from the pasuk of your pasukot. Pasukat teshvu. You're sitting in a dual sukkah, not kosher. Says the Gemara, okay, I mean, look, it's cute. You know, it's really cute, but it's obvious. Pshita. I mean, any child could have figured this out, given the elements. I mean, why do I need Rabbi Yirmiya to point this out? That the Mishnah was talking about a specific case to bring out the halakha of sukkah b'tachat asukkah. No, says the Gemara, it's not just cute. There's one case over here that is actually a chiddush that Rabbi Yirmiya is telling you. Which case is that? The case of tachtonak shira, the elyonah psulana. That case I need. Why? Because ma detema nigzor dilam itztarif schach pasul b'hadis schach kasher. Why don't we have to make a gzera to say that what? Now here is where Rashi does going to differ entirely, not understand. According to Rashi, the gzera would be, what if the upper sukkah were indeed lamala miesrin, and you wouldn't notice? You would say, well, I don't know, see Joe down the street's got a case like this with the upper sukkah, schamatami ruba mitzelata, and they said it's okay. I guess it's okay because it doesn't count, since it's schamatami ruba mitzelata. So my case, oh, that upper sukkah, I'll take off a little bit of schach from it. Now it'll be schamatami ruba mitzelata, and it'll be okay too. Ah, but he doesn't know that his sukkah is actually lamala miyesrim. Since it's lamala miyesrim, it's schach pasul, again, according to Rashi. And therefore, even if I would have schach kosher on the bottom, betoch esrim, I'm pasling my bottom schach by being mitzarev the schach pasul, which is lamala. So this is now two issues. Tosis would agree with neither of them. Because even if that were the case, it wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't be considered to be a tziruf, because the lower case is kosher anyway. And furthermore, there's not even a problem, because schach lamala miyesrim is not considered to be schach pasul anyway. Okay, but according to Rashi, that would be the gzera. Why aren't we gozer? That the kamashbel on Rabbi Yirmiya, we're not worried about that gzera. We take each case individually, and we're now going to say that it's kosher. And therefore, and in that case, that if that would be nigzor dilim b'sarv schach pasul b'adis schach kosher, kamashbel on that. Okay, we're not chayish for that. We're not going to be gozer a case where the upper one is lamata miyesrim amar. In case you may not notice that the upper one is lamala miyesrim amar. That's how Rashi understands. And of course, according to Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, the case has nothing to do with the Lamala Miyasur Mama. It starts to change the gears. He couldn't care less if the upper one is Lamala Miyasur Mama. So what then? How does Tosfos learn?
So the Miyasur Mama is above ground level or above the
ground level?
Above ground level.
Yeah. In a case where we're trying to be, yeah. in this case, the upper one is possible because it's above the level of the lower sukkah.
Yeah.
The lower sukkah, yeah. Because that's its floor in this case. Yeah. I'm saying in general, what we care about in the shear of the schach is whatever its floor level is. According to Tosfos now, so he has to obviously change this. Let's go back to the Rabbeinu Tan and say, see how he learns. Go back to the step of Amud Beis. V'hain it v'kom rashas. Mahu detema litztarev schach pasul v'hadi schach kasher. Klomar. Not a gzera of a different case, but rather sheyechashev schach pasul machmatikaim elyon alamal v'yesr. According to Tosfos, there's a very, very significant chiddush in Rabbi Yirmiya. What is that chiddush? That since Rabbi Yirmiya never said that it makes an afkamina where the upper sukkah is, therefore I might think that in a case where it was l'malam yesrim amma, the schach would be pasul, and therefore would pasul the lower schach if it were needed to create the tzel in the lower sukkah. Kamash malan that it wouldn't. And it's not considered to be schach pasul just because the kaimel yonah the malam yesrim, that doesn't bother us. Kamash valan, that's a tremendous chiddush. Kamash valan dechihai gavna lo choshiv schach pasul, coming to tell me that schach la malam yesrim ama is indeed not pasul at all. Okay, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat on many levels. He doesn't like the din calling it schach pasul, and he brings rayas from later. He doesn't like the din of saying you're being mitzarev schach when you don't need the schach, because why would I call that mitzarev? And he doesn't like the way Rashi is learning the sugya in saying ma'o detema nigza. What kind of business is that ma'o detema nigza? Why ma'o detema nigza? If the aliyon is betoch esef, we should be nigza. Why in the world? I mean, you could be gozer on every sukkah. Say every sukkah is possible because maybe it'll be lamala miyasir ma'ama. What does that mean? All through the mesechta, we take each case as the given case. Why are we going to be gozer? Whatever it is, it is. I mean, you say no sukkah will ever be kosher because let's be gozer, maybe it'll be lamala miyasir ma'ama. And not only that, he says, in that case, why did we have to say this is the significant case? We had two cases where we'd have to worry about lamala miyasir. The upper one, why weren't we gozer in that case? Tell me that was the case that was needed. So every way that he looks at Rashi, doesn't like Rashi. And we end up with a completely different shot, according to Tosafot. Now, you say that there's a whole brand new psul over here called sukkah, tachat ha-sukkah. That has nothing to do with siruf. To which, of course, Rebbe Tam is Mona. I'm only talking about this problem with Tziruf, I'm arguing on Rashi. If you'd have a real sukkah on top, it would be possible because of the new Gzeres HaKosev Basukat Teshvu. What defines that sukkah? We understand that if there's no space between one sukkah and the other, you don't have two sukkahs, you have one sukkah. And then we get into the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. How much distance is there between the lower roof and the upper roof for the upper roof to be considered a separate area, which now creates the problem of sukkah tachat ha-sukkah? Omer Avuna, one tefach. Look, I mean, when it comes to an ohel atuma, what's the shear of an ohel? A tefach, right? So that means the Torah is telling you that an area of a tefach is considered to be a separate enclosed space. So once you've got a separate enclosed space vis-a-vis tuma, you have the same thing in terms of the building of a sukkah. Tetzman tefach al tefach barom tefach mevi et atuma v'chotzeitz mipnei atuma. Always the shear of an ohel. For all things, both for the din of spreading tumah underneath it so that anything that's within the enclosed space is tameh, and also to prevent the tumah from breaking through above it, it's the same shear. One tefach high. So it's one tefach high. Avopachot mirom tefach, if it's less than a tefach high, it is neither mevi, doesn't bring tumah by causing it to spread horizontally, velo chotzeitz, nor does it prevent the tumah from breaking through and spreading vertically. Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Avuna say, what does this have to do with tumah? That's a special halacha. I mean, here we're talking about the chashivut, not the technicality of whether this is an enclosed space. The Torah is calling it basukat, as opposed to basukot. Well, what is considered to be chashiv as a separate rishus? You take a look in Shabbos. Is there such a thing as a separate rishus that is a 4x4 tefachim? There's no such thing. 4 tefachim is always what we call meaningful. Even in height, by the way, the Tosafot points out. In terms of the din of the chalon, remember the question of the chalon, putting up something against the chalon, 4x4 is considered to be a mokum, that's chashiv. Okay, so then that's what it is over here. It has to be 4 tefachim. Shmuel says, it says sukkah tachas ha-sukkah. What's the minimal height of a sukkah? 10 tefachim. So if it's a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, it's only a problem if the upper area is 10 tefachim. If the upper area is not 10 tefachim, it isn't a sukkah. So why would I have a sukkah tachas ha-sukkah? Then I only get into the other problem of am I using schach pasul? That's a machlokas, because Rashi does is whatever the case will be. Therefore, Shmuel amar asara, my time at Shmuel, kehechshera, kaksula, mahechshera ba asara, afksula ba asara. So here, of course, it's going to be the same that defines the sukkah for kosher. Here, the sukkah tachas ha-sukkah, the pasul, is the same as the sukkah that's kosher upstairs, obviously. Says the Gemara, wait, that doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Because what does the Mishnah mean when it brings about Chukas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, let's just look back at the Mishnah in Amud Beis a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diyorim be'elyonah ha-tachtonah shira. If nobody's living upstairs, there's no problem downstairs. Now that's crazy. I mean, what does a sukkah have to do with people living? Who cares about people living upstairs? Says the Gemara, what are you saying? My ein diyorim. What? Saying literally? That what defines a sukkah, tachas a sukkah, is that there's literally people upstairs? You have a diurin, mamash, what? Atu diurin, kagami, what? We're talking about everything over here. That's something to do with who lives where. We're talking about the structure of a building. Who cares about the people living there? El alav, the only way I can understand the words of Rabbi Yehuda, what is the meaning of the words ein diurin? It means not literally living, but roi to live, right? Kol she'ena ru'uya the dira. So what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, if the upper sukkah is not suitable for living, the hechidami, what would that be, that it's not suitable? The logo vola asara, it's not 10 tefachim high. It's not 10 tefachim high, so then that's not suitable for living. Okay, but that's what Shmuel was saying. Here, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the Mishnah, arguing on the Tanna Kamma. And Shmuel, verily, and Shmuel was saying that that's what the Tanna Kamma himself holds. Obviously, can't be what the Tanakhama holds. For that's what Yudas Kiddush says. No. So the Hechidani lo gavon mechlav the Tanakhama suffer rafu b'sheinu ruhi l'dira psula. Tanakhama seems to be saying it doesn't have to be a kosher sukkah, and nonetheless, it's going to be possible. And Shmuel's claiming, no, Tanakhama only meant sukkah is possible, tachas sukkah, if it's 10 tefachim. So then Rabbi Yudas is just repeating the same thing according to his argument. Kiyot, Rav Dini Omar, when Rav Dini came, he said, no, that's not what Rav Yudas is referring to. Amri bin Ma'arava, what they say in Eretz Yisrael, is that the meaning of diurin is that the upper sukkah is usable. Meaning that in Eina Tachtona, Yecholah Lekabel, Karimuch Satochel El Yonah, HaTachtona Kshira. The point over here is that the fact that there's a sichuch above the sichuch that I have is not enough to create a sukkah, takasa sukkah. Because if I walk into that sukkah and fall through the roof down to the floor, then for all intents and purposes, the sukkah doesn't exist as a separate construction. And therefore I should look at the whole thing as one sukkah. You analyze whatever other problems there are. But it's certainly not a sukkah, takasa sukkah, because it has no kvias at all. It doesn't exist. And therefore it would be kosher. But it has nothing to do with specifically the height issue. Yeah, but, I mean, still, Mechlal, the Tanakhama, Sav, Rav, Pishayin, Ruhi, Elakab, Obsul. I mean, look, I mean, but the bottom line is that the Rabbana do not hold of this whole idea that we have to analyze the usability of the upper sukkah as a sukkah. So then I mean, that would mean that they argue with Shmuel anyway. Look, I understand, you're giving me a different pirish, and you're saying the usability quotient is in terms of the actual physical strength. I mean, but that doesn't that boil? If you're telling me you don't have to have the physical strength to actually see this as a separate circuit, so then you also don't need to be able to live in it, Roy, for 10 tefachim either. You're saying you're just looking at the fact that there's sichuch there, technically. So wouldn't that mean that they argue on Shmuel? So mechlad tanakama sever afa pisha in real akabo psula, and that would, I assume, also include the shena of the last sara. So the Gemara, no, not necessarily. The Tanakhama may agree to the Yesod that the upper sukkah does need to be a usable sukkah. So it has to be Asorah Tvachim. So why doesn't it have to be physically, logistically usable? It does. Except that the Tanakhama are willing to accept a sukkah that you can tiptoe in with anti-gravity devices. Yeah. That's enough, you know? In other words, you don't put down some heavy bedding or something like that. It'll support you. So that's all you do. So it's Yicholah Lekabel HaYidei Atchaz. The Tanakhama also holds it has to be somewhat suitable. You can imagine a case where it's suitable. That's also good. But Shmuel is saying, but once it's less than 10 Tvachim, so then by definition it's not suitable for a sukkah. So I just think it could be a sukkah tachta sukkah at all.
Rav Yehuda holds it has to be
totally usable. It just has to satisfy certain basic requirements. I could actually put my bed down and sleep on it. You spread a sheet out over your sukkah to prevent, now again, according to Rashi, to prevent the sun shining into the sukkah making you uncomfortable, and therefore you are now being mitzarev schach posel, even though you had completely schach kosher under it, all of a sudden it becomes posel. Now of course those who say, that's crazy, why would it become posel? Once you have a kosher sukkah, why would it become posel? By adding a sheet. Therefore, Tosfos says the reason it's a problem is because it's spiritual sadim v'nei achama, and the sun is drying out the leaves. So since the sun will be drying out the leaves, it turns out that you only have schach kosher because the sadin is there as part of the schach. And therefore you are indeed being mitzarev schach pasul, schach kosher in this case, because the schach kosher on its own won't be there if it wouldn't be for the sadin protecting it. O tachtea, or you put a sheet under the schach. The reason you put the sheet under the schach is mipnei hanishar, because there are leaves that are falling, now here, according to Rashi, and the leaves are falling on your head and into your soup, and you're trying to protect yourself from the falling leaves. Says Tosis, what would be wrong with protecting yourself against the falling leaves? There's kosher schach there. Why would the schach doesn't become possible because you've got a sadin to protect you? Therefore, says Tosfos, what it means is that the sadin is there holding up the schach, without which it would all fall down, and that's the nishar. By the time you'd be sitting on your sukkah for 10 minutes, there wouldn't be enough schach kosher anymore. So again, you've got your sadin here as part, necessary part of the sichel, and therefore it's possible. According to Rashi, what's interesting is that according to Rashi, the second case is completely different from the first case. The first case where the tzel of the sukkah is being provided by the schach, the sadin. There the sadin is the schach providing tzel. But the second case, where the purpose of the sadin is not to provide sale, it's not considered to be the sikor. And therefore, according to Rashi, the second case is a problem of not sitting under sach, but instead sitting under a sheet. So in the same way that if you put, let's say, a tent inside of your sukkah, you can't sleep in the tent because you're not sleeping in the sukkah under certain circumstances. We'll see there are cases where you could sleep in the tent. But oftentimes you wouldn't be able to sleep in a tent or under a bed, let's say in the sukkah, because you're not in the sukkah. You're in a separate room in the sukkah, right? So too says Rashi over here, the sadin basically creates a separate ohel, and that part is not under the schach. All right? So it's a whole different thing. Since Rashi himself agrees that if the sadin is under the schach, there's not a problem of being mitzar schach, possible schach, kosher. There's a new problem of not being under the sukkah and being under a sadin. Now, Tosfos, by the way, brings the Tshuvas HaGaonim over here. That seems to agree with him completely. Because it says, the Tshuvas HaGaonim says, that if it would have been Sel Meruba Michama without the sadin, it would have been kosher. Which is exactly what the Rabbeinu Tam is claiming all along. Tosfos is explaining the Mishnah, that the Mishnah works even though it's Sel Otsa Meruba Michama because of a different issue. That's his whole idea, to protect it from the drying sun. Okay? And this separate machlokas about the sadin under the schach, which is a separate issue, I mean, that has nothing to do with the tzelmer, because Rashi also has made it that that's not a question of the sichuch. That Tosfos learns is wrong in Rashi for the simple reason that, as we'll see in a moment, anything that's in the sukkah, in order to provide for the sukkah, is never considered to be separate. Let's say that this sheet would say, Basukot teshvu shivat yamin. And you put that sheet up, be perfectly kosher according to everybody. Because it's a decoration. The decoration is always bottled for the sukkah. Even though you don't see any schach, you're sitting under a sheet, it's perfectly kosher. So it says, this is a why is this different than a decoration? It's just coming to be mishamish the sukkah to prevent it from falling under. Why isn't that just decoration? Obviously, Rashi learns that one of the fundamental elements of the schach is its roofism. In other words, it's not only a sail provider, it's a roof provider. And anything which is separate from that would be called a whole different type of sky. You can't call that bottle to the sky. Now you have to wonder, are you sitting under some other roofing? This, by the way, leads to another question, a fascinating issue, which is, suppose you have a glass roof, right? You have a modern home, and you want to sit in your beautiful living room, which is all sunroof, and just put the schach. That's for you. You just want to put the schach up on top of the glass, under the glass. I don't know what it's reminding me about. Oh, Shira's wedding, 1309, 2000. Oh, look at that. That's right. In case you forgot. Okay. All right, so Tosfos and Rashi here have yet a third machlokas now. Separate issue. It's whether something that would be protective, is that considered to be a separate oil, or is it considered to be the same as decorating your sukkah? But in that case of the glass, you've got a problem. Because if the glass is on top, so then basically you've got a separate sikhuv, even though you'll say, but it's see-through, it's hamas roof, it's elasa. True, but it's a roof. And that's part of the tachlis of the schach, is provide a roof. So now you've got schach under a roof, that's no good, even if it's a transparent roof.
Same would be true if
you
had a very thin
webbing
sheet.
Netting underneath? Yeah, you're unless that came afterward. You have that, that was the other machlokes, what comes first. Or if it's up against the schach and you have to tell us when come up. There's another, I just want to mention an agav. There's another fascinating. There's a, again, this is all Achronish Amaisis, but it's a famous Brisker role in which he says that Chamasa Meruba Mitzalata is not measured by the intensity of the light. It's measured by the materials sale. So let's say the light of the light is attenuated as it passes through your glass roof, right? So let's say it's attenuated by 10%. Or maybe it's it's one of these modern silvered glasses. So it's attenuated by 60%. Oh no, 40%. Right? So you'll say, okay, so if it's only 40%, so it's chamata meruba mitzelta. Says the Brisker Rav, chamata meruba mitzelta has nothing to do with measuring the light outside as against the light inside. That's not the point. The point is that the shade that this material is capable of casting is casted rove. If the material casts only a 40% shade, but it casts that 40% shade over 50% of the sukkah, it's possible. It's a fascinating thing. So it's possible. So therefore, since this chuchit attenuates the light, and it's covering the whole sukkah, so it's by definition, tzelta meruba mechamata. Wild, huh? I mean, this would also be negated in these other cases. In many ways. Halacha Maisa wouldn't be negated because it's also a roof. No, so in other words, let's say, right, exactly, because the greenery of the leaf, certainly lets in light, so you have to measure the amount of light versus the light. So in other words, you have to take a reader, a light meter. No, he says, you don't take a light meter. You take a look at what you're calling tzeil. Even though the tzeil is actually penumbras. But so what? That's what the tzeil is, really. Your tzeil is a 50% tzeil. Shadow. Just look at the shadow. Whatever contrast is created, that's the tzeil. Which makes a lot of sense.
If you would have transparent leaves, would that be a kosher?
That would be a kosher sukkah. As long as there's some tzeil.
If the leaves don't make a tzeil.
If they make no tzeil, so that it's nothing. But as long as the material is not completely transparent, then that would be tzeil. There's a diyun about, in an emergency, making a sukkah out of paper. The roof of the sukkah. Can you just take that brown paper and just put the brown paper over? That's dependent in the famous machlokas by Nidus, by the way, about toilet paper. About stains on toilet paper. Is toilet paper considered to be something that's mekabel tuma? So if you pass it like those sheet dissolves mekabel tuma, then of course you can't use the paper. But that's a big machlokas in the Akronim. Whether paper is considered to be mekabel tuma or not, is it considered to be eight and kli eight, so on or not? So if not, then you run into another question. Is paper considered to be gidulei karka, given that it's undergone so many changes, some kind of panim chadashot bolakan, is that even called gidulei karka? It's completely changed. It's not so much. It could be that it's kedai to make a paper sukkah. That's, you know, that's what you got. Look, in Japan, they've been doing it for years. Okay. Are we ready? Oh, no, I'm sorry, we did it. I'm sorry. Okay, going on. Now, suppose you have a bed with posters, and now you spread now your sheet above the posters, above the poles to create a poster bed. Psula. Canopy bed. So now you are basically in a different rishus. Abu Poresu Agabi Naklite Hamita. Remember that they had beds in which you had one poster on either side, a pole sticking up in the middle, and then you have a little thin piece of wood on top. And there, now this is what we would call a tent, but the Torah doesn't call it a tent. Why? Because it needs a tefach. So only if, I mean, we know that if it was within three tefachim, it's a tefach, all of that, fine, then it would be a tefach. But if you don't have a tefach on top, then technically speaking, you don't have a separate rishus. Picture books, in case this is difficult to imagine. Yes. Oh, how's it, boys?
How's it?
All right, we're talking about picture. Kuf Chof Zayin. I brought them a bunch of these. And this is the first time that we not only have a space problem, we've got a time problem. Because I did this stuff with you in Johannesburg 2 days ago. Very confusing. No, because they're only getting through the 2 days. It was really yesterday. Okay. All right, so now that would be okay. Omer of Kishpah. Lo Shano Elabi. I hate to tell you that they think you're underdone. That's the old problem. They're convinced that you're upside down. Omer of Kishpah. Lo Shano Elamitne Hanisha. Where do we say that putting that sheet in, under your schach is a problem? That's only where your problem is to protect, or according to Rashi, yourself from the drip, or according to Tosfos, to protect the schach and allow it to remain up. If you put up your sheet with a beautiful decoration on the sheet, so then of course that's kosher.
Well, over the schach.
No, under the schach. Isn't that sheet? I mean, I know how to read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Mipnei Hanishar, doesn't it? But they have a picture, let's see. How beautiful is the sheet? Where? I don't see it. What number?
The one directly below. There's the colorful, pretty sheet.
No, it's a different page.
There it is. There.
Colorful, pretty sheet on that. This is picture Kuf Chof Beis, and as usual, is inaccurate. Because it has it hanging too low, as we'll see. So, doesn't the Mishnah say this? Why else would the Mishnah stress Mipnei Hanishar? What would be the point of saying Mipnei Hanishar? Mipnei Hanishar Tanan. Well, I mean, Ma'od Atem, if it hadn't been for Rav Chista's pointing it out, I might have thought, the Mishnah doesn't mean only Mipnei Anishar. A sheet is a sheet is a sheet, even if it says Vasukot Teshvu Shivat Yamim. Maybe the Mishnah was just giving you an example. You know, if you put it up like is often done to protect yourself from the falling things. Kamash Milan, that no, the Mishnah means exactly what it says. The only time there's a problem is if you put up that sheet in order to, for protection. But if you put it up for decoration, there's no problem whatsoever. Rashi has a problem with that. Rashi agrees that for decoration, it's bottle. Because it's gone. Leman b'sayel. Okay, can we bring a raya from the following? Sichecha ki hilchatat says, you made your sukkah all nice correctly. The itra, now you go ahead, and you decorate your sukkah with kramim. Kramim is the lotion of krum. Krum would be a thin, very, very thin type of beged that's made out of linen that you could see through. And, yeah, it's like a netting. I don't know. Okay, it doesn't help me. So, kramim, or sadinim, which would be thick linen, ametsuyarim, that have pretty pictures on them. And there's a difference, by the way, between metsuyarim. Metsuyarim, the kramim, Rashi learns, are by definition made that way, originally. They're not sewn, because they're too thin. The sadinim metsuyarim would be needlework. So, yeah, just giving you different examples of decorations. Where talabo egozim, shkedim, afarsakim, rimonim, you put up your shivas haminim, or you put up beautiful fruits. Where parchil anavim, a parchil anav is a cluster of grapes that is still attached to the branch that the cluster hangs from. Which, again, we do this today. Or atarot shel shibolim, where you have the beautiful, you know, the whole shibolet that looks like a crown. Or little bottles of yenot and shmanim and salatot. All of these things are asurlis that fake man ad motzei yom tova acharon shalchag. Now, all of these things are not allowed to be used because they become mukta for the usage of the sukkah at the moment that the kedusha of the sukkah is chal at the beginning of yom tov, and they remain usur all the way through shmini atzeres. Because at night, if you had wanted on the lel, bein hashmoshes of shmini atzeres, you weren't sure yet if it was actually past the chalos of Shmini Atzeres and the end of Sukkot, you'd have to sit in there. So since you'd have to sit in there, b'tzad ha-safek, it now remains mukta during this day too. V'in itna alayhem, however, if you said on every Erev Yantiv, you said, I'm putting up these decorations, but I'm not yet ready to let go and be mevatel them to the Sukkot. I still intend to use them. So then fine, then I call a fitzna'o. But, I mean, seems to be accepting the fact that your sukkah is covered with completely different things that aren't kosher for schach. And it's fine. No, doesn't say you hung them under the schach. Maybe you hung them along the walls. I mean, where does it say that these things were covering the schach? Dilma min atzad itmar. Sorry, dilma min atzad, maybe that's from the edge. Itmar. No ye sukkah ein mabatin besukkah. If you have all of these things that are hanging, so if it's l'malam yesrim, it's not going to make it l'matam. Why not? It's still Kedusha Sukkah. Yeah. So it's not going to make the Sukkah lower to be Makshir, because it's not Kosher Tzchach. And if it's also less than 10, it's not going to make it Pasul, because it's less than 10. Even though we said before, things hanging down, Pasul it. But here, since it's Kedela Na'ota, Sestosis, you can't call something a Diras Shurucha, because it has beautiful decorations. That's something else. Yeah, because the problem wasn't the height, the problem was the disgusting element of it. No, from the ground. Yeah.
Why under the grapes, Kosher Tzchach? What was the grapes?
In the Kabbal Tumah. The food. Omer Ravashi, min hatzad mimatin. But they would be mamayit from the side, because the side, that is not, remember, look at it's a very interesting difference. Remember, the height of the sukkah, we had to derive from the various, either the Halacha Rosh Sinai, or analyzing the dinim of how high exactly was the sichuch of the kruvim, so on and so forth. But the width of the sukkah was entirely a question of figuring out ourselves what is necessary to move about. So therefore, if you can't move about, you can't move about. It's all very nice, but it's just a decoration. But it's not big enough to live in. So therefore, it's completely different psulim. So min atzad, it would be mamayit. Min yamin, who was the servant of Rav Ashi, itmisha lekutumta b'maya, his shirt had gotten all wet from a water fight. And he put it up, ishtavcha matalauta. He put it up on top of the sukkah to dry out. Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said to me, get her off of the sukkah. Daye, to lo lemre komisach chibedavre makabal tuma. People are going to think that we're using your shirt as our schach. What do you mean? Everybody sees it's wet. I mean, obviously, he's just letting it dry. No, I'm telling you to get it down after it dries out. That's the point. Now, the question is, could I sit in the sukkah meanwhile while it's there? That's the question, basically, that it would be between Rashi and Tosfos. It doesn't say over here that he was saying, get it off so we can sit. So it could be, for sitting, it's no problem. He said, get it off because people are going to say that we need it as our schach. Okay, if you don't hold of that, so it's not talking about that they wanted to sit. In any case, they couldn't sit, according to Rashi. They didn't need to sit at this time. But he's just saying there would be no chashash that people would say such a thing is kosher for schach if it's wet. But the moment it's not wet, people would necessarily say that maybe. But it could be. It has nothing to do with sitting under it. It would be, that would be dependent, again, on the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. A beggar is a makabel turma. It's not kosher. Itzma. Noye sukkah muflagim yimena arba'a. Once the sukkah's decorations are hanging down more than four tefachim, so now what? Nachman says, well, it's still kosher because it's still bottled for the schach. What's left to me? How far it hangs down? Whereas Rabba Bar Avuna, I mean, no. Once it's four tefachim, it's standing in its own area. So even though its purpose is decorative, the fact is it is now coming between you and the schach. Now you're sitting under a different roof, basically, that's made out of these decorations. And therefore, that's why I say you have to be careful in these drawings that should be for Tvachim. Obviously, there's no way to know exactly how high this really is. You know, I mean, we may be talking about Og Melech HaBashem Sukkah over here, you know, which case would be possible for sure, because that little bit probably was 40 feet. Yeah. So Rav Chista, Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Avuna, Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Avuna disagreed with Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman put them to the test. Because Rav Nachman was in charge, remember, he was the Pesach, and he was in charge of the Reish Galus. And Rav Chista and Rabba Bar Avuna once had to come to the Reish Galus' house during Sukkot on a mission, and they came there. And Rav Nachman forced them, he gave them a sukkah, and that sukkah he had arranged that the Noye HaSukkah should be hanging down to force a confrontation, should be hanging down more than four tefachim, and was ready for them to come out screaming and to start attacking. And then they'd have lots of fun all night long arguing about it. Okay. They go into the sukkah, from the top of the sukkah to the... They go into the sukkah, they... Huh? The bottom of the decoration. And they're quiet. Oh, is he disappointed? They don't say a word. He thinks to himself, maybe they didn't notice. He says, excuse me, I see you gentlemen have changed your mind. Look up. Amrulay, nah, we're not even interested in being in a sukkah. We're shluchei mitzvah. We're potter in a sukkah. Oh, boy, what a mess. So, in other words, it would have to be talking about, obviously, a case in which if they would have to run around looking for a circuit, they would have ended up being without their mitzvah. Otherwise, no, he was talking about a sadin that went across the whole circuit. Right. It's a good try. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mutar lishan bekila besukkah. You are allowed to sleep in a kila. A kila, again, is something that is not kavua. What is your, what picture?
Kuf chavav.
Oh, I see. The point of the picture is the ruler. That's the only important point in the picture. So this, you're sleeping in a canopy bed. Even if it has a roof, as long as v'husha in a gavoa asara. Now, in case you don't know what that means, we have a picture that shows you a ruler that goes only up to 9, and then you will know it's not gavoa asara. Listen, it sells books. Don't ask me how, but it sells books. Of course, I bought all of them. Tashma, Hayashen Bikila Besukkah Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato. Doesn't it say you're not Yotze if you sleep in this canopy bed? No, that's talking about Hochmeis Kirin Bishikovuas. That's talking about a canopy bed of 10. Neisei Hayashen Tachat Amita Besukkah Lo Yatza Yedei Chovato. Says over here, if you sleep under a bed, so then you wouldn't be Yotze. Mashma, that it doesn't make any difference how high it is. Shmuel said it's talking about a tall bed. Mita Gavoa Asara. Well, what about Tashma? Oshapiresa gabi kinufot psula. It says the Fetish in the Mishnah. It says, if you spread the sheet over the kinufot to create a canopy, it's possible. That's talking about that it was the 10 tefachim high. But halokataniach, in the Brisa, it doesn't say that. Because the Brisa says, what's the difference between naklitin and kinufot? Naklitin is referring to two poles, one on either side of the bed, and kinofot is four poles, so it creates a roof. And then it adds, pires agabe kinofot psula, okay, obviously, and agabe naklitin kshera, which is the Mishnah, but it adds the words, ubavat shelo yuhu naklitin gavoinim namita asara. As long as those two poles are not ten tefachim high, which is a mashba, that the kinofot would be possible even if they're not ten tefachim high. Ha! And Shmuel is claiming that there only is a psul in a canopy bed that is 10 tefachim high. Less than that, it's not choshev. So you see, kinofot af bishe in gevoin asra. Okay, that's different. Shani kinofot ekviya, you see. A kinofot is permanently there. Once it's permanent, that's chashivas, even if it's not 10. A kila is just something you set up. So it's not permanent. There, if it's 10, it's chashev. If not, it's not. Well, wait a minute. A sukkah on top of the sukkah, isn't that permanent? I mean, it's certainly as permanent as the bedposts. And nonetheless, even for that, Shmuel said, it needs to be 10. So how can you tell me that if it's kavua, Shmuel holds it doesn't need to be 10? Here it's kavua and it still needs to be 10. And Shmuel said, kechshira kachsula. Wait. What are you confusing two sugyas for? Over here, there are some nifs al sukkah. What are you trying to do over there? You're not trying to create an OL. You're trying to create a sukkah, tachas a sukkah. So in order to pass the lower sukkah, the upper sukkah has to be a sukkah. That's a different din. That's 10. Over here, you want to create an OL within a sukkah to be a different rishos in the sukkah. Okay? So, batzer mi'asara nami avi u'ala. If it's kavua, it's kavua. What's left? I mean, if it's 10, not 10. It's a din and it's kvias. 10 is one form of kvias. Solidity is another form of kvias. It's just a question of how choshev it is. You're comparing apples and oranges over here. Okay, well, next sugya is not nogea today. We did already a full daf, went a little bit over time, but at least we had fun. Okay. Let's do our review. Tana rabbana on besukot ishvu v'lo besukah shetachat asukah v'lo besukah shetachat ilan v'lo besukah shebetoch habayit. Ad rabba, besukot, tarti mashu, on renach habayit, ze besukat ktiv. Omrim Yirmiya Pamim Shishtayim Kshirot Pamim Shishtayim Psulot Pamim Shatona Kshira Ve'Elyona Psula Pamim Shatachtona Psula Ve'Elyona Kshira Pamim Shishtayim Kshirot Echidami Gigon Shatachtona Chamata Merubah Mitzilta Ve'Elyona Tzilta Merubah Mechamata Ve'Kaina Elyona B'Toch Esrim Pamim Shishtayim Psulot Echidami Kontra Vayet Tzilta Merubah Mechamata Ve'Kaina Elyona Lamala Mi'Esrim Ama Even of the Roof פעמים שהתחתונה קשרה ועליונה פסולה יחידה כגון שהתחתונה צלתה מרובה מחמתה ועליונה חמתה מרובה מצלתה וקיים התערבה היו בתוך 20 פעמיים שעליונה קשרה ותחתונה פסולה יחידה כתבה לצלתה מרובה מחמתה קיים העליונה בתוך 20 and according to Tosfos קיים בתחתונה is the important thing, not the עליונה, we don't care פשיטה תחתונה קשירה ועליונה פסולה צריך לה, מהו דתאים הנגזר דיומי מצטר שכח חוסו ועד שכח כאשר כמה שבולן. כמה יהיה דין סוכה לסוכה ודאי תחתונה פסולה, אמרו לטפח, שכן מצילים בו עלי תומה טפח תצען, טפח הטפח ברום טפח מביא את התומה וחוצץ בני התומה ופחות מרום טפח לא מביא ולא חוצץ. חיסט ורבא ברבנה אמרי ארבעה שלא מצילים בו כמו חשו פחות מארבעה. שמו אמר עשרה, מה הייתם לשמו כאשר הקק פסולה, מה הכשרה בעשרה, פסולה בעשרה. צנן רבי ירום רימי דיורים ועליונה תחתונה קשירה מים דיורים אילם בדיורים ממש עתו דיורים כגרמי אלו לב מים דיורים כושן הוא ילדירה איך ידם לא גבוה עשרה מכלל את הנקה מסרבה פעמים שאין הוא ילדירה and עשרה פסולה כי את רב דימי אומר אמר אמר רבו what's the meaning of אין דיורים אין תחתונה יכולה לקבל כאן מחסותות של עליונה so they're after תחתונה קשירה מכלל את הנקה מסרבה פעמים שאין הוא ילדירה פסולה No, he can be made yichulal kabel al yedei atchak, and therefore Shmuel is correct in his interpretation of Tanakama. Piris ala sadim neyacham adatam ibn shar oshpers gabe kinuf tzura vuparisu agabe nakritei amitam rechis toloshan ibn shar. Aval naota ksheir pshita. I also know how to read. Ibn shar tman. Ma adatay moadin afim naota. I diktam ibn shar uruchad. I don't think that any kamash belan rabbiyam. That's not rechis that. That's not what it means. Lema misayela. שיחה כי יוחד תביא את רב הפרמים סדינים מצוררים את הרבה אגוזים שקדים מפרסקים מלמנים פחרמי ענבים והתורות ששיבלים ינות שמונה מפסולתות אסור להסתפק מהם עד מצוי יום דבר אחרון של חג ואם יתנה עליהם הכל לפי תנאו הוא סדה צד לסחך אתם מנצדים יתמר לא יסוקי ממתי בסוקה אומר רבשי מנצד ממתי מן יום מן עבדי רבשי אתם משתלה קטונת במים ושתת חם בפללת אמר לרבשי get it out of here the Lord will be sacked but over on the Kabbal Tumah I'll call you later I'm talking about the Chiyavsha coming to Lacha Itma no yes so can be flogged me men are about Rav Nachman Amik Shere Rav Chisar Rav 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 Psula Rav Chisar Rav 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 once had to go to Bej Reish Kalusha and Rav Nachman Bedavka stuck them in a sukkah Shano Yeh Amu flogged me men are about Atvafim Yishtek of Alom Rav 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 that kill him? Amalei, what happened? Adu barabani mishmatayu. Amalei, anan shluchim mitzvah, anan pturim el asuka. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Rashtach. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Muter lishan bekila pesuka, v'pishish lagag, v'ushen gavoh asara. Tashma, yashen bekila pesuka lo yatsi lecha vaton. Where's getting this gavoh asara? Meisa yashen takas amita pesuka lo yatsi lecha vaton. Well, Shmuel already said it's talking about amita gavoh asara. Tashma, shperes, gabi kinofot psala. Asa, nah, it's talking about the gavoh asara. No way. Look, Tani Yach in the Brysa. The Tani Naklitin shlanki nefot arba pius gabi kinofot psala gabi kinofot shera. With the one condition, shaloyu naklitin gavoh min amita asara. Mash vila kinofot afu bishen gavoh asara. Yeah. But kinofot are permanently there as part of the bed. Well, Sukkah Gabi Sukkah is also permanently there. What's the comparison? Asana, Mitzvah Sukkah, you need Asara. Och, there's Shvuya Ola. But Shemi Asara, Nami Abiyu Ola. And now,